Fridays and other days of the month, there was less traffic. So people were staying at home, maybe because they were nervous.
Yes.
Just as you advise people to stay at home.
Yes.
Yet, when they looked now at hospital admissions because of traffic accidents, they found there was a much higher rate of hospital admissions down to traffic accidents because on the date of Friday the 13th, compared to other Fridays and other days. So in other words, if you were driving around the M25, you were actually more unlucky. You were more likely to get into a traffic accident. And in fact, it was such a powerful effect, the researchers, who I believe are actually sceptical about superstition like most scientists, gave the advice that you just gave at the beginning of the programme. They said, stay at home. We've looked at our data, but on Friday the 13th, stay at home. There is an effect. But the question, of course, is, what's the cause of the effect? Is it a self-fulfilling prophecy? In other words, because people are now a bit more nervous about Friday the 13th, do they, when they're driving their cars, because they're more nervous, are they more likely to get into an accident because of the nervousness? Is it a self-fulfilling prophecy?
It's like, do you remember the original Adventure Playgrounds where they had sort of unfinished bits of piping and everything and said, let the kids just go and play on it? Because they were brave and they didn't think they were going to fall at all, they didn't. But if you put any fear into them at all, and put down soft mats and everything else, they would fall. So yes, maybe we anticipate our own misfortune, do you think?
Yes, but scientists again say, look, rather than take the lucky rabbit's foot into the exam hall, you're much more sensible doing revision in terms of producing the outcome. That's why they're a bit anti-superstition.
Yes.
But again, when we've examined things like people who believe they're lucky compared to people who believe they're unlucky, and there are definitely very strong beliefs around this, and interestingly, men are much more likely to believe they're lucky compared to women. And we know that people who believe they're lucky are more positive, they're more outgoing, they take more risks. So, for example, of an evening, you suddenly get an invitation to go out to a party. If you believe you're lucky, you believe you might meet the person of your dreams there. You're more likely to go out. And because you're more open to experience, take more risks, open to stuff, the idea that scientists have found is that you make your own luck. Because you're more optimistic and upbeat, more positive things seem to happen to you. And in particular, when a bad thing happens to you, like a negative life event, you lose your job, your boyfriend or girlfriend dumps you, if you believe you're lucky, it seems to have a very powerful buffering effect.
Right.
In other words, it never hits you as hard as a person who believes they're unlucky. Because you believe you're lucky, you believe it will all come good in the end.
So a lot of these cliches, you know, when, for instance, you do lose your job and someone will say, oh, well, look, it's exciting. The next chapter is around the corner. You think, don't be an idiot. You know, it's not exciting. I've got no money coming in. But from what you've said, if you can believe that, that will create your own luck. Because as you've just said, it acts as a buffer.
Yes.
Which is why a lot of those cliches are introduced, I suppose.
Yes.
Know?
So on the